This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Now it's time for your weekly dose of entertainment news, brought to you by the Aussie Words Brian Peel and sponsored by Ginny and Adam's Air Guitars. No strings attached.
Oh, I love this time on a Wednesday morning, don't you, babe?
I love a bit of Brizy post 7:30.
Mr. Brian Peel, how are you, sir?
Good morning. How are we today?
You must be jumping in your seat because you have front row seats to Kylie tonight.
I am. I'm VIP tonight.
Oh, look at you just dropping the three letters, VIP. Going to see the missus? So you're going to be a VIP?
I am. I've got a date with the missus tonight, Ginny, and I'm probably going to have to fight Leo in prime position too tonight. So, yeah, elbows extended.
Oh, good luck.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah. Hey, tell me, how did you celebrate St. Pat's Day yesterday?
Well, I I wore green, yeah. a green bow in my hair to celebrate the festivity. I also watched the Tony Abbott speech numerous times and giggled. That was my spirit of St. Patrick's Day. What about you, Brizy?
Well, I've got a little bit of news from a very popular Irish lad. You've heard of Damien Lee.
Oh, to be sure. He follows me on Twitter. Oh, hey, girl.
He does. He's a good bloke. Look, he's got some news that he shared, new album and a tour. And as we know, Damien Lee, big guy who captured our hearts in 2006 on Australian Idol. He's actually got a new album called Songs from Ireland, which was recorded here in Australia and in Dublin. And Sharon Corr, remember the Corrs?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
They're forgiven, not forgotten, Brizy.
And I would love to love you like you do me.
Yeah, don't run away. And Bing Crosby, also, thanks to all this very special modern-day technology there's our guys, is that Bing Crosby is also featured. And it's a new side to Damien Leith and his Irish heritage. Now, he's actually going to go and perform on a tour which is called The Parting Glass, An Irish Journey, which is a music play. And it's sort of like a one-man cabaret with a live band. And, you know, as we're all Irish things are set in an Irish pub, he plays the role of a father and a son as they get to the bottom of a very deep secret that's haunting them both. And it's full of, you know, laughs and giggles and emotion. So it's received great reviews and responses in Adelaide and Melbourne, and the new album, which is called Song from Ireland, came out last week. So he's got some tours coming up in right from May, just a couple of months' time, right through to September. So, yeah, we'll have to go and check that one out with our green hats, Ginny heads.
She's not the only one with a new album out. I hear Natalie Imbruglia has finally making a comeback to the music scene.
I'm pretty excited about this. I'm a big Natalie Imbruglia fan. It's called Male, the new album, which is out in July. And the new single from that, guys, is called Instant Crush, which is coming out on April 24. And it was actually a track that was, you know, recorded by Daft Punk.
Oh, wow.
So Natalie's reworked it, you know, in her own rocky style, as she does. And it's her first album since 2009, so the album's got a whole heap of contemporary and classic tracks. So Cat Stevens, Damien Rice, Tom Petty and Pete Townsend are going to be on this new album, worked into it. So Natalie Imbruglia is no stranger to this country, guys. Actor, songwriter, model, 3 Grammy nominations. And we all know her for Torn, big track a few years ago. And she's actually announced a worldwide tour, which will come up in late 2015 to support the new album, Male. So I can't wait for that one.
That's fantastic. I remember watching her on Video Hits back in the day where she sung Torn and Big Mistake with the shorter hair. Now she's back with the longer hair, out with a bang.
She looks fantastic. It's just like she doesn't age a bit in her time.
It's the Italian jeans, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Mr. Brian Peel, always a pleasure having you on the phone with us. We prefer you in studio, but, you know, you're just too excited for Kylie that we had to contain you in the safety of your bedroom.
You've got a face mask on, we understand. You've got to look good for the missus.
I'll come and play with you next week. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. If you want to catch more of Mr. Brian Peel from The Aussie Word, head to theaussieword.com for celebrity news, exclusives, interviews, or a picture of Brian Peel dressed up as Kylie Minogue in spandex.
Drag.
It is.
Brizy drag.
Brizy drag.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.